Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If I haven't said it to you yet, happy new year. Joining us now by phone, we have Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. I mean, I've said it, but you weren't listening, so, you know, I blame you. Lisa always joins us on a Thursday to give us a preview of the newspaper. Hey, Lisa, happy new year, by the way.
Well, happy new year to you also. And, of course, we're watching this terrible news out of New Orleans, and what a shock, of course. Yeah. Most of us in this area are very familiar with New Orleans, and that is just absolutely horrific to think about what has gone on over there. But in the newspaper, we do have some good news, and one of the things is that we have a new declaration that the bald eagle is officially the national bird symbol. And did you know that Gulf Breeze is actually a hub for bird activity? And not only do we have the ospreys, which you see flying all over the place, we also have bald eagles here, and so it's very exciting because we've got a confirmed nest over in the Southside area, and I mean, the bald eagle is so majestic. So are the ospreys, too, though. I just love watching them.
I do, too.
There is there's a nest over there. It's a bald eagle nest. It's confirmed. Liz Pavlik is a volunteer who watches and checks on the bald eagle nest, and it is in the a construction area. So they are trying to wait and see whether or not this construction activity is going to disrupt their nesting. But we hope not. But it's really exciting for those people who come here from all over, come to Gulf Breeze. I've seen them sitting down at the Shoreline Park just watching to see the birds come in. And I've interviewed them. They come from many states away to Gulf Breeze to watch the bird activity.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's great.
Kind of nice.
I'm not much of a birder per se, but I do love watching the big birds, the birds of prey, when they're flying around. The only time it makes me uncomfortable is when we're out riding our bikes and I see one and I'm like, be big,
yeah.
Don't be a target. So,
or if you have a little tiny chihuahua,
yes,
you have to worry about that as well.
Yes, exactly. Finally, Tibet Drive is open and functional, right?
Oh my gosh. This road is the road that everyone used to cut through whenever the bridge was out. If they had to go into Tiger Point, they would often go and cut through on Country Club Road and then go cut that road in front of the clubhouse. And that road really was more like a parking lot extension. It wasn't really a road, and it became very damaged. It didn't have the underlaying that needed to be a road, and it was getting so much traffic. It developed all these huge sinkholes, and everyone was up in arms about whose fault it was. And at that time, it was owned by a private entity who had purchased the land across from the clubhouse, and which is now the Point Restaurant. And so anyway, they were trying to figure out who was in charge of it. Finally, the county did decide that they were going to make that into a road. It has been closed for several months, and it has been a very big inconvenience for a lot of people who, you know, travel those roads to get around in Tiger Point. And so finally it is open. And so we all have cause for celebration for that.
And
of course, I'm glad they got it all worked out.
It kind of reminds me of the dirt path across the middle of the park that everybody uses that isn't really a sidewalk. And they finally put a sidewalk in. Like, you know, like it's a really, really good solution to a problem for getting traffic off of 98, especially with the construction, or like you said, back when the bridge, it became a real big problem. People have their Christmas trees and you guys have solutions for that problem, right?
Well, if you have Adams Sanitation or Waste Pro, they will pick up your tree. And we do have information about that. So they're going to be in their regularly scheduled pickup days. Or you can drop them off in the Tiger Point area, east of Walmart. There's going to be an area that you could drop them off. Also in the Var Beach boat ramp. And there are also locations in the north end as well. So you don't have to worry about your trees. Now, these are only for live trees, no artificial trees. You must, they've got to have all their ornaments and their tinsel and everything removed so that they can be recycled. But make sure they are the actual live trees that you have cut, cut trees, not artificial trees.
Got
so
it.
They do have some rules on that as well.
You guys also have an interesting story about, do I have this right? A principal that ate bugs as part of a challenge dare?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Josh McGrew, he is the principal over at Oriole Beach Elementary School. They always have something crazy going on. And so in November, they had a fun run for their boosters on, and their goal was to raise $75,000. Not only did they meet their goal, they exceeded it to raise almost $100,000.
Wow.
And so as a reward, Principal Grew and the vice principal decided they were going to have a fear factor competition where they were going to eat different bugs, crickets, ants, larvae, scorpions, really disgusting stuff.
Ew.
And the kids, of course, loved it, ate it up. And And so we have pictures from that. They did. They ate it up.
Mm.
And then which of the two principals ate the most was going to get their hair dyed pink. Well, Mr. McGrew doesn't have any hair, so he had his entire head spray painted pink. But they're always having something fun going on down there. And the kids absolutely love them, and they do a great job keeping everyone entertained and excited. And that's why they want to raise this money, because they want to see what antics he comes up with. And he always has something really fun. He lived on top of the school one time for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I remember that.
He does all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, man, I love it. I love innovative, creative teachers or principals. I mean, that's just fantastic. It makes it fun to work for them and fun to be a student at that kind of a school. You guys in the paper also have news on sports. You got the calendar, the year in review, lots of stuff to talk about there. Splash is coming. The Gulf Breeze News always has all kinds of stuff for people available every Thursday, especially on this day after New Year's Day, Thursday. Lisa Newell is the publisher. Lisa, as always, thanks for keeping us informed. In this case, also entertained, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the Breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are an employer and you need to do benefits for your employees, listen, Torgerson Causey is outstanding. We have been using them here for about 4 years at News Radio and Cat Country, and I would have never thought I'd be the guy who cared a lot about the employee benefits agency that you used, but from personal experience, going from who we had before to having them now, it's just better. Now, they are not miracle workers. They cannot make the market produce, you know, the kinds of policies I wish existed, but they can find the best of what's available, and then they give us choices. Like before, we didn't have choices. Now we have choices, and we can customize it based on what we want to do and what we want to pay, and my wife's favorite thing is that they have good detailed answers. She is a detail-oriented person. She was an industrial engineer for a living before she retired to raise our kids. But she doesn't approve lightly of insurance agents, of anybody like that, because a lot of them, they're kind of like salespeople and not so much detail people. But Reed at Torgerson Causey is like the best, has all the answers, will find them out if he doesn't have them, and is good at explaining it. So they are really genuinely fantastic. So, you know, if you've got to deal with benefits, insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR, management, payroll, any of that kind of stuff, Torgerson Causey can help you with it. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has traffic for you. John?
Brought to you by The Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Expert installation and 24/7 support, GeneratorSource.com. No accidents to let you know about, just seeing some minor backups if you're on Highway 29 northbound, right around the Burgess Road exit. Seems to be a little bit of a small congestion there. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Just a little bit of a chest cold, that level of congestion. Rub a little Vicks on it.
Yeah,
some Flonase, you'll be good.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hey, I don't know why. It's on my mind as I'm still kind of recovering from having had this cold for a couple of weeks. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling your home or buying some other home or whatever, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, you want a good realtor, right? I mean, you want somebody who will give you good, honest advice, knows the market, understands what's going on, timing, staging, photographing, all of the stuff you do, setting the price is a big deal, you know, how to schedule the home viewings, open houses, all that kind of stuff. But more importantly, just somebody who knows how to get you all the way through, because every deal is a little bit different. Every deal carries its challenges. And, you know, having done it a bunch is going to really help somebody. Now, some realtors, they sell, you know, maybe a home a month. Okay. I mean, some realtors would aspire to sell a home a month, but some, let's say they sell a home a month. Well, that's, you know, 10 or 12 homes a year. That's one level of experience. Christina Leavenworth and her team sold 175 homes last year. And I know they were on track to do about that same last year. I haven't, this is 2023, they sold that many. I know they were on track. I haven't checked with her in the last 2 days to see how many they wound up closing in 2024, but it was in that vicinity. That means again and again and again and again and again, solving problems, getting all the way through to closing and doing whatever it takes, which is kind of her mantra. 723-9158, 723-9158, or just look her up online, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hey, Andrew.
Oh, yes, thank you. I was going to, you don't even have to say, I know exactly what you're going to say, and I thank you. We have Senior Bowl tickets. Senior Bowl tickets. You want to watch a little football? That's going to be going on February 1st. We got a pair of tickets to the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, so you can go on us, 437-1620, caller number two. He said two. Two for safety, because we had a safety in the game. Let's not talk about that. Anyway, the ASU game. All right, so caller number two, 437-1620, goes to the Senior Bowl on February 1st.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The official kickoff of the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season happens Saturday at 5 o'clock inside Seville Quarter. See the official Blessing of the Float lining up and down Zaragoza and Government. See PensacolaMardiGras.com. The Pensacola Dog Fanciers Association presents the Farm Dog Event at the Equestrian Center Saturday from 7 to 7. Bring your friendly dog for activities, food trucks, and a shot clinic. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yes, that's a human ear, all right.
With a new snapper as well for the operations. There's Tyler Wigglesworth, who's never started a game as a snapper. Only one field goal made on the season for Kiefer, and he puts this through as he did in the Big 12 championship game as well.
So in the Peach Bowl yesterday, ASU taking on Texas, and ASU gets the first score. They get a field goal, and you think, okay, so we're off to an even game. Not so fast.
Ewers to pass, and right in stride, they get look at this explosive play from the Longhorns.
54 yards on the first play by Texas.
54-yard reception on the first play of the game. Ewers wide open. Touchdown. Hook 'em.
Hook 'em Horns, 23 yards on the second play of the game. That was a touchdown, so that was 7-3. Three and out for ASU on the next series, and Texas had the ball back their next play. So three plays in a row.
Silas Bolden.
Oh, excuse me. This is on the punt. This is on the three and out on the fourth down on the punt.
Silas Bolden with a chance as the return man to set up Texas in good field position as he returns it from the 25. And he breaks through. Look at Silas Bolden. Goodbye.
75-yard punt return, Silas Bolden. That's 14-3. Now, they got a field goal after that, and ASU had gotten a field goal at the beginning, and they got a safety. Kind of a cool goal line stand that turned into a safety. It was a weird play. But it was 17-8 at one point. And if you went away after the scores, like it was about a minute, about an hour and a half into the game, if you went away for 2.5 hours, you would have been fine because nothing happened. John, can you confirm?
I can't.
For 2.5 hours, there was nothing. And then eventually you got all the way into the fourth quarter, and Texas, again, they were leading at that time 17-8.
Ewers, he's pressured, looking to extend the play, directing traffic. Now he's going to run it himself, and Quinn Ewers goes in for the rushing touchdown.
So 24-8 at this point, 10 minutes to go in the game, and you think, well, this is a blowout. This is boring. Oh, just wait. This is a just wait moment. And if you didn't see this game yesterday, I am so sorry. But you want to know about this one before you go to work today if you have football people in your workplace, because this is probably the game. They're not going to talk about the other game. They're not going to talk about the Ohio State-Oregon game. That was so boring. It was a blowout. Oregon got just decimated. Terrible. And it's the worst two things that can happen to me. Oregon lost and Ohio State won. but they did. So whatever. Anyway, so ASU's got the ball. 6 minutes to go. Down by, let's see, was this 16 at the time.
1-4 on fourth down today.
Fourth and two.
Trailing by two possessions. Scatabu's going to try to throw it downfield.
The running back. Cam Scatabu on the pitch and throw. So they score on that. It's 24-16. Then the next series.
Second down and four for Texas. Ewers to pass. Downfield wants every bit of it, and it's intercepted. It is intercepted by Robinson.
Again, ASU down eight at this point. 5 minutes to go.
Going to launch it downfield. Looking for Scatabu, and he gets him.
That guy.
That guy's a beast.
He is.
I mean, he was sick.
Yeah. As it's an explosive play to Scatabu.
Sick, rushing, unbelievable, catching balls, throwing balls. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't kick some.
He literally was throwing up on the sidelines.
Oh, my God.
And then went in and played.
Yeah, and he was the one who said, I'm the best running back in the NCAA right now, and nobody gives me any attention. They will now.
Yeah.
They will now. Okay, so then they had to do a two-point conversion. They got in. That tied the game at 24. That's right. That tied the game. So 24-24, so they go to overtime. So the way it works in the NCAA is you do overtime and you get the ball in the 25 and you got to go. And then after the second and subsequent overtimes, you have to go for a two-point conversion. Then I think you just do dueling two-point conversions after
yes,
the second time,
that's
right?
Correct.
So we'll come back to finish this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the 5. Because this is when it got good.
I know.
Like, it was a boring game for almost 3 hours. And then all of a sudden, 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, you're like, This is fun.
I was waiting for it, man. I was like, the best part's to come.
Oh, my God. If you tuned out early, you missed it. Anyway, go on, John. Tell them about traffic.
Okay. Just one accident to let you know about. If you're traveling on 98 and Parrish Boulevard right through the Mary Esther area, the southbound lanes of Parrish are blocked at this time. I mean, literally, this just happened a couple of minutes ago. First responders haven't even been dispatched yet, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks so much, John. So they wind up scoring after that one. So it winds up being, like I said, two-point conversion gets it to 24-24. So now they're going into overtime, okay? And by the way, Texas missed two field goals.
Oh, yes.
One to the right by a foot and one to the left that hit the upright.
Doing.
Yeah, we didn't get the sound effect weird.
I know.
That's my favorite part.
That is.
It's the rudest sound effect in the universe.
I did it for them.
Yeah. You did it for. And then, anyway, so it was, like I said, it was tied going into overtime. First overtime, ASU's got the ball.
First and goal. Scatabu.
Of course.
Up, sent back, and then goes forward. Is he in? Yes!
He got hit at the 3.
I know.
And the offensive tackle grabbed him from in front, like he was on the 1, and he grabbed him and lifted him up over his own body into the end zone. It's the weirdest thing I have ever seen. He's not down because he never touched the ground.
Right.
That was a wild play, okay? And then, of course, so they're up by 7. Texas has got the ball, 4th and 13 on the 28.
Texas must convert 4th and 13.
It's a blitz look here. Quinn Ewers trying to audible.
To stay alive. Can they hook him? Touchdown! touchdown, Matthew Golden.
That ties the game. Second overtime. Okay, now Texas has got the ball.
The anticipation, the despair, and the drama. Second overtime, and Gunnar Helm opens it up that way.
First play, 25-yard score. They're up, and they go for the two-point conversion, so they're up by eight at this point. So ASU, now coming back, right? They're, you know, trying to get the ball. They're trying to take care of business, and what happens?
Third and eight. Leavitt. That ball's intercepted! It is intercepted! Makuma seals it!
Texas wins on the interception second overtime. That's the kind of football you want. Not Oregon, Ohio State. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom patiently waiting for me to get done with my football geekdom. and we got another game tonight. Of course, the New Orleans game.
Sugar Bowl.
Georgia, New Orleans, and Notre Dame is going to be at the Sugar Bowl. The last of the first round of the quarterfinals for the college football playoff. David Wayne's got our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden is awarding Liz Cheney with the Presidential Citizens Medal today. She and 18 other people will be at the White House to receive that award. A giant piece of space junk, Andrew, crashed into an African village south of Nairobi. The Kenyan Space Agency says the object is a metallic ring about 8 feet in diameter and weighs 1,100 pounds. They say preliminary assessments indicate the space junk is a separation ring from a launch vehicle, which would typically burn up when it re-enters the Earth's atmosphere. And all across the country, New Year's resolutions are being made. Some have already been made, and a lot of them are
broken.
Yeah, on track to be broken. And according to a new poll, the top resolution for this year is saving more money. Other popular resolutions, of course, eating healthier, exercising more, losing weight, and spending more time with family and friends. But 43% of people say they are not making a resolution.
That's become much more popular. People openly admitting it.
It's the top resolution.
Coming out of the resolution closet and saying they're not doing it anymore.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Hundreds of police officers will be out in New Orleans as the city hosts the college football Sugar Bowl this afternoon, postponed from last night because of a terrorist truck attack early New Year's Day. 15 victims and the attacker are dead, 30 people injured. Witness Alex Berth Mitchell on Fox.
It's hard to see that. It's really hard to see that and know other people won't see their families again or they won't see their loved ones. It's just terrible.
Where the New Orleans attack is related to a Tesla truck explosion outside a Trump Hotel in Las Vegas yesterday as part of the investigation. At least 10 people are shot and wounded outside a nightclub in Queens, New York.
3 to 4 males then opened fire over 30 times in the direction of the group standing outside the event space, striking multiple victims.
That's Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 47. Right now, we've got clear skies in Pensacola. The Escambia County man wanted for shooting his roommate on Christmas Day has now been arrested. 45-year-old Terrence Franklin is in the Escambia County Jail. He's charged with aggravated assault and possession of a weapon by a felon. Investigators say Franklin shot his roommate twice with a shotgun. After an argument, the victim had serious injuries but is expected to survive. Franklin was booked into the Escambia Jail yesterday and is currently being held with no bond. Investigators in Bay Minette looking into a shooting Wednesday afternoon. Officers were called to the 1200 block of Pecan Street. They say a man with a gunshot wound was found there. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. Right now, there's still no word on any suspects. The investigation is ongoing. A Milton family is safe after that New Orleans terror attack yesterday. Shara Willett and her family were staying in the French Quarter at the Caesars Palace Hotel.
We went back into Caesars, rang in the new year, and then started walking back. And we literally got to the mouth of Bourbon Street. And we were like, should we walk down there? There's crowds, everybody having a good time. And we decided no, that we were just going to come back to our room. And thank God that we did.
Willa tells Channel 3 that they're still in shock over the events that happened yesterday. She says family and friends started calling shortly after the attack to check on them. They are planning to head back home soon due to the uncertainty of the situation. An Atmore man was shot this week by an attacker using a rifle. That happened on Ashley Street. Police say the victim was in a vehicle when they were shot in a lower extremity. The man was taken to a hospital by EMS. Officials do say they recovered over 20 223 shell casings at that scene. Well, the Pensacola Beach, that is, Polar Bear Plunge happened yesterday. There were a couple hundred people at the Paradise Bar and Grill for the Polar Plunge there. Many were dressed in costume. Other Polar Plunge locations yesterday included two sites in Navarre and, of course, one of the largest on the Gulf Coast, the Florabama Polar Bear Dip in Perdido Key. Well, we'll get a glimpse into the past tomorrow. Century is opening their Millennium Time Capsule, which was sealed all the way back. That time capsule contains items folks in the year 2000 wanted to be seen in the future. It's already been pulled out of the ground. It'll be opened at a ceremony at the Century Town Hall at 1 p.m. tomorrow. And it is 8:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by PureTalk.com. It's time to ditch big wireless. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. Taking a look at traffic right now, we're seeing still dealing with that accident that happened on 98 and 98 and Parrish Boulevard over in Mary Esther. First responders have been dispatched. We're seeing the southbound lanes on Parrish are now blocked. So just be aware of that. That's going to cause you some delays. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Piggins with you. Traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
Beautiful sunny skies today with a temperature near 61 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 43 degrees. Keeping the sunny skies around through Friday with a few passing clouds, 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, high near 61. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 35 degrees. On Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 54. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 47 in Pensacola. 41 reported in Gulf Breeze and 43 in Milton. Your next news at 9 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. And your money now. For today, our markets are up. The Dow's up 204, almost 205 points now at 42,749. The S&P up 15 points at 58.96. The NASDAQ up 12 points at 19.322. 10-year bond rate is up slightly at 4.54% today. Gold price is up 1970 at 26.6070. Silver price is up 53 cents at 29.78. And taking a look at that crypto market this morning, the Bitcoin is up 1803. At 96,363. Ethereum's up, Solana's up, Dogecoin up a cent at 34 right now. XRP is up 9 cents as well. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines this morning. Weekly jobless claims are due today. Analysts are expecting claims to come in at about 225,000 versus the prior week's 219,000. Ukrainian officials shutting down a natural gas pipeline from Russia to Europe. The transitional pipeline was shut down after Ukraine refused to renew an agreement that allowed for Russian gas to move through their territory. Ukraine's energy minister called the move a historic event and said Russia is, quote, losing markets and will suffer financial losses. 8:37, your next news at 9, and that's your money now.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in today at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
I think we have a nation that is truly great, not that used to be great or someday will be great again, but one that has an innate character about it that's not adequately recognized.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is a little bit of a thinker. A little bit of a thinker today, okay? So you got to take some setup.
Great,
okay?
I
so for
that.
The frivolous segment, here's a setup. My son comes to me on New Year's Eve when it's already New Year's Day in some parts of the world and we have yet to, you know, right? And he says, this doesn't make any sense to me. My son, the engineer, okay, the mechanical engineer. He says, so a year is a trip around the sun. I said, right? He says, do some parts of the globe not make it all the way around the sun in the same time? And I say, no, that's a good point. Because the rotation of the Earth is not what defines a year. It's the revolution around the sun. And how is it even possible that it can be a different year in one as opposed to here? Because by the time you've moved, it's now a different place around the sun. And so I said, "That's you're not wrong. That's it should all be the same year at the same time." And so that got me going down this whole trail of,
oh, no.
This is a byproduct of having time zones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's been a year in New Zealand since they last celebrated a new year. And since we said the year starts at, you know, midnight 01 or whatever, it makes sense that for each part of the globe, it's been a year since they did it. But it is weird that we say it's 2024 in one and 2025 in another, given that we are around the place in the sun at the same position. So here's where my question goes. Okay, this is where this all goes. Why do we have time zones? Hear me out. Should we get rid of time zones? 437-1620, 437-1620. Because, A, people are confused by them. Right? People are always confused by them. They're always weird, like right at the edge of the, is Tallahassee in? Pensacola's not in, right? If we just didn't have time zones, if we just had Earth Standard Time.
Which is called UTC time.
No, yeah. UTC is Greenwich Mean Time.
I know, I was checking you.
But if we made, because he was also talking, it's like, well, when is it the new year up on the space station? Like, same problem, right? Other son actually asked me this question. So what if we just got rid of time zones and went to having a time for the whole, and so in some parts of the world, they'd go to work at 9 a.m., and in some parts of the world, they'd go to work at 5 p.m. in the morning. But you'd know that when you set an appointment, hey, the train leaves at 5 p.m., it's 5 p.m. When the train or the call needs to be made at 10 a.m., the call needs to be made at 10 a.m. Somewhere it's night, somewhere it's day. Why not? 437-1620. If I get any text, I'll be amazed. But okay, this is my question. Why not get rid of time zones? John?
Because just like you said, I don't want to go to work at 5 p.m. and it'd be morning and that would just
Why?
Mess me up.
Why?
Be dark.
Y'all have like too much time
Can't
on your
Can't you
hands.
Adapt?
Well, eventually really? You'll have
you
to.
You know, that's the way it used to work. We used to have, you know, well, not quite. We used to have like hundreds of time zones before there were time zones. The railroads actually invented time zones. I've learned this in my research because the train time was different than the local time. You'd have like Charleston time and then you'd have train time and you'd have to carry a watch that had two times on it. Like there was, before you had trains, nobody traveled fast enough for it to matter. And then the trains got us to put in time zones and then the whole world went to it eventually. Oh, sorry, Mrs. Georgia fan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Am I interrupting you with my science talk?
No, I'm in another time zone. I'm sleeping.
437-1620. 437-1620. What do you think? Should we get rid of time zones or keep this crazy system? Meg?
You asking me?
I am.
I think we ought to just leave things alone for right now.
Too much tinkering for you?
Yes. I'm all worried about the game. I have nothing else on my mind.
Okay,
thank you.
Fair enough. All right. You turn our mic off. That's fine. 437-1620. Somebody says the sun sets and rises different at all around the whole, which is why we need time zones. I'd go you the other way. Precisely because the sun rises and sets at different times every single day
and at different times.
That's why you shouldn't have any, because it doesn't rise at 6 a.m.
No.
So there's no reason to set your day clock by the sunrise.
I'm with the listener.
Okay. 437, I thought you didn't care. 437-1620. We're already having trouble getting rid of daylight saving time. Well, this would eliminate all of that. You just would have time. And it'd be the same time everywhere on the planet and on the space station. We wouldn't have to mess with it. This solves the problem of daylight and non-daylight time, because everywhere just has time. That's all there would be. Somebody says, I like it. It's kind of like winter in August in Australia. They don't change months to match our seasons. Yes! The Southern Hemisphere has inverted months compared to us. That's not a problem. People understand that it snows in June in Australia. Who cares? Because you adapt. No big deal. It's what goes on locally. Great point. Y'all are so smart. somebody says, because people are stupid, they have enough trouble trying to keep up with what we already have. But what we already have is too confusing. Come on. What percentage of people don't get time zones? 50? 80? 90? People are confused. Time zones are confusing.
That's what my iPhone is for.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened at 98 in Parrish Boulevard over Mary Esther. Southbound lanes on Parrish are blocked at this time. First responders are now on the scene trying to move that off to the side of the road. I'm John Pickens with you. Traffic on the fives. I'm just like, head's hurting.
So if you do that, then you might as well, all right, if you really want to go there.
What time is it at the North Pole?
Okay, if you really want to go
there.
Where
all the time zones intersect.
Isn't it arbitrary, the time altogether?
Of course it is.
In the North Pole?
The 5 minutes, the 10 minutes.
Yeah, just pick something and go. Well, 24 hours kind of makes sense based on the degrees and the rotation of the Earth. You get 15 degrees for every longitude. So there's something about that kind of makes sense.
I think that's all contrived.
But, I wouldn't mind going to a 13-month calendar, but that's a whole different conversation.
Oh, my goodness. What is in your coffee?
Well, it's moonrise, right? It's what the Jews do. So, anyway, somebody says, because people are stupid and they have enough trouble keeping up with what we already have. I think what we already have is confusing. What we have right now is a problem. You ever do the time zone hokey pokey?
No.
Where you're back and forth in between time zones, or you're traveling and it's 10, then it's 11, then it's 10 again because you change cell towers or whatever.
Yep. I have to relive this hour. Yeah.
Exactly.
I do hate losing an hour of sleep.
See, this
I do hate that.
That.
Yes,
you'd never you'd never have daylight time. It's not that confusing nor that big of a deal. Yeah, hours of a business in a bank in one place would be 9 to 5, and in another place it'd be 11 to 8 or whatever. No big deal. 11 to 9. Somebody says that just hurts my brain. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Somebody says use a 24-hour clock and get rid of AM and PM. Now the military people are jumping in. Somebody says, Andrew, you'd have to be on air 24/7 to reach everyone on the internet.
Boy, I don't know if I can produce that long.
Somebody says, I've said for years we just need to use Greenwich Mean Time for everywhere to make things easier and use metric system. Win. Don't drag in a losing proposition while you're at it. We should get rid of daylight savings time before we mess with time zones. Do it all at the same time. Get rid of DST and just get rid of time zones entirely. Somebody says, I'm going so far down a rabbit hole here.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my nature. That's why we do the frivolous topic. You could get rid of it, but only in the United States of America. Somebody says, I'm good with the coordinated universal time, but cultural conventions will never allow it. Your son, the engineer, should look up Milankovitch cycles regarding Earth orbit variations.
Whoops.
Yeah, well, you out-nerded me, so good one. And somebody says, circadian rhythms are difficult to adapt to already. We need dark to correspond to right time. No, exactly the opposite. Wherever your local is, you just adapt. You just like you do adapt already. When you move to a different place, you adapt. It'd be all right. That's my frivolous topic for the day. This is a good, if you want to be the troublemaker at work.
Do y'all have TV or anything? Internet?
Plenty.
Okay. I'm just curious because there's a lot of time to think.
Yes.
It doesn't take that long.
Too much.
This is just a question. My son asked a good question.
I know, but how many other ones that we don't talk about? That's my theory.
What's my goal? What's my goal in life? I want to make you think.
Yeah, too much.
I want to liberate your brain. That's my goal. That's my mission statement. So,
but there's
you know,
a proper day for everything. This may not be the day.
We're still in football drunken mode, so leave me alone. Somebody says, people are always confused by time zones. You said, prove it. I'm not confused. Not all. I think there's some weird nerdy people like you and me who get it. I'm talking to the listener here who texted. I just think most people are confused by it. Most people are confused by it, generally speaking. Tell your son this. Most people say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Engineers say if it ain't broke, it doesn't have enough features.
That is so true.
That's good.
All right. And he'll appreciate that. hey, if you're thinking about a car that doesn't care about the times, I don't know. There's no segue here whatsoever. Let's just talk about Frontier Motors. Good quality used vehicles, good prices, A cars. That's all they deal in. Like an ABCD car, like A quality cars. Cars you can count on. Cars that they will warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles because they stand by them. They want you to buy a car feeling like you're buying a new car, even though you're going to be the second or third owner. You know, you're going to get a couple of years and, you know, 20 or 40,000 miles on it, and you're going to get a better price because of it, but you're going to be able to drive that car as long as you want. That's why Dave Ramsey recommends them, because it's a better value. That's why I recommend them. We bought a car from them, and they're great. You go and look at their selection. It's fantastic, and if they have what you want, buy it. If they don't, tell them to go look for you. Treat them as your, like, car concierge. You know, they're going to go shopping for cars for you, because they do that for people all the time. Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is stronger.
Good morning, 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. A little CNC for you on your January 2nd as you're preparing for the more football today. John, you're an Ole Miss fan. You guys play West Idaho High School. Is that what you guys are playing tonight? Duke?
Duke is not even – I don't know how
Duke
this
have a football team?
I think they used a basketball team as substitutes. So,
oh man! And then of course the Georgia Notre Dame game.
Go
Dogs! We're not talking about that, Meg.
It's... Go Dogs!
We couldn't tell she was a fan at all.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I am decked out. You
she's
see my
wearing,
car.
She's
you
been
see
wearing
my car.
Red for the last 43 days in a row. So, which is fine. I celebrate that. The world population has increased by more than 71 people last year. That's actually down a little bit from 75 million people the year before. Increase. So 4 million fewer babies, net versus deaths. The increase in population brings us to 8.09 billion. That's a lot. I in my head, it's still seven. And I had to adapt to it being seven because for a long time it had been six. But now we're at 8 billion, so a slight slowdown. In January, 4.2 births and 2.0 deaths expected worldwide every second. If you want to put it in perspective, every second, four births and two deaths. The U.S. grew by 2.5 million, 2.6 actually, last year. U.S. population, New Year's Day, 341 million. In my head, it's still 330. But, of course, for a long time, it was 300, and before that was 275. So, you know, you have to keep up in your head. But 341 million, pushing 350. Here are the stats that actually matter, though. These are the ones that are concerning to me. The U.S. is expected to have one birth every 9 seconds, one death every 9.4 seconds. That's bad. That's bad. We're outpacing deaths with births by only 4.4 seconds. You say, why? Because we have to be growing better than that. International migration is expected to add one person to the U.S. population every 23 seconds by comparison. So for each birth, about one-third births your international migration. That's both legal and illegal. Combination of birth, deaths, and net international migration increases U.S. population by one person every 21 seconds, according to the Census Bureau. Here's the part that matters. U.S. population has grown by almost 10 million people in the 20s, half a decade so far, about a 3% growth rate. Previous decade, 7%. We're a little bit short on that. We need to be, I don't mean to be giving you marital advice, but make more people. We need more people. We need more people from babies. We need more people from immigration. We need more people. We are doing well by international standards in the United States. Other countries are really struggling and suffering with the reproduction rate. It's really bad in Asia, particularly. It's really bad in Asia. Like those countries are facing massive economic hardship because of this. Because, you know, aging population, taking care of the elderly, not producing enough children, enough workers, enough product, you know, enough GDP growth, all that kind of stuff, just from a pure economics perspective. Also, make more babies. That's my New Year's resolution for you. You can tell your spouse I said so.
Well, that goes along with what David said earlier about the 1 minute of intensive exercise is good for you. I'm like, wow, those stories should be together. I mean,
I don't understand, John. Can you explain that reference?
No. I'll explain it to you later when you get older.
How about traffic on the fives?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors.
It's good for heart health, you can say.
It is.
On the fives.
Okay. Boys.
Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends at Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still dealing
God
with just
God said be fruitful and multiply, and he didn't take it back, okay?
That's right. No take backs. Vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock happening still on 98 and Parrish Boulevard. They're trying to get those out of the way. The southbound lanes on Parrish are still blocked, but they're trying to do their best they can as quick as they can. First responders are on the scene of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
So, you know, since we haven't really been able to do a lot of the traffic on the 1 to 2 minutes, since we haven't been able to do some of the New Year's stories because we've been talking about the terrorist attack, of course, in on Bourbon Street. But I thought this was fascinating. This was one of the most interesting New Year's related stories that I had seen. It has to do with advice via Reddit on timing movies so that at midnight the key thing occurs. For example, if you start Ghostbusters 2, why you'd want to do that one particularly, but okay, Ghostbusters 2 at 10:38 p.m., Bill Murray, Peter Venkman, says Happy New Year's at midnight, that kind of thing. Like if you
People
wanted something to do,
time.
They do. Back to the Future, if you started at 10:19, then Marty McFly returns to 1985 in the DeLorean at midnight.
I'm starting to get concerned about him. Are you, John?
Yeah,
it's
well,
not me.
I've been
it's
concerned.
Reddit. Be concerned about Reddit. I don't
I've
do the math.
I've been concerned, but you know that.
The Great Gatsby, if you started at 11:29:57, then Leo will toast you at midnight.
Wow.
Forrest Gump at 10:38:57, and Gary Sinise and Tom Hanks will celebrate at midnight. Some of these other ones were a little bit meaner. Or I don't know. This one caught my attention particularly. If you start the World Series Game 5, that's the Dodgers and the Yankees this year, at 10:26:44, then at exactly midnight, the New York ball drop will happen when Aaron Judge committed the error in center field.
Oh, boy.
The great New York ball drop. Thought that one was extra rude, so I loved it. It was pretty funny. We'll see you tomorrow. Meg's up next with Pep Talk.
You're listening to...